Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 231, and today we are going to do our Worth the Wait edition. We're getting back to Worth the Wait, with this time Disney's Animal Kingdom. Is it worth the wait?
No.
Is the park worth the wait? No, we're going to do the attractions in Animal Kingdom. Maybe some food places, because a lot of them, there is a
long wait. Is that what you're trying to say?
Sometimes if you forget to do mobile ordering,
right,
like I do, there's a little bit of a wait or a long bit of wait, depending on how hangry you might be at the moment. But we're going to go through all of them and list them all. Are we going to talk shows? Because there's quite a bit of shows in Animal Kingdom, but I don't know if there's really a long wait for
maybe we'll do our favorite show or the one you would wait the longest for a show.
That's a good idea.
But welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us here every week. This is the Disney podcast where we get to talk Disney, and we hope you like it.
We hope you like it.
It's like
folks,
our new tagline. So let's get into the podcast. We do it every week here. We are actually recording this one live inside of our Patreon group. You can go find that over at unlockingthemagic.com if you want to hang out with us there. We've kind of been doing these live recordings, not every podcast, but we've done a couple.
Yeah.
Which can be good and bad, because sometimes the technology that's involved doesn't always work properly.
Definitely can be a little annoying at times, but we're here today. We're live. If you guys want to join us, where can they go, Bruce? I don't even know.
I just said Unlocking the Magic podcast.
Woo.
Unlockingthemagic.com.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the podcast. Let's get into this episode today.
Okay. I'm excited. I love Animal Kingdom. I know we were joking earlier, but we said, is Animal Kingdom, the park, worth the wait? You know, I have heard others say, not so much anyone that listens to our show. I feel like you guys get it, or at least if you hadn't gotten it, you finally do. But I feel like when I sometimes overhear others, like when I'm kind of being nosy and I kind of eavesdrop, I overhear people call Animal Kingdom a glorified zoo. Oh, it's hot. I didn't have a good time. And I really feel bad for those people, because I really feel like Animal Kingdom is just one of those places where it is so magical, so beautiful. You really have to, though, take your time navigating the park and really just being in the moment here. And that's when I think it really becomes a special place. If you're just running through, you're going through your itinerary trying to check things off your list, I don't think you're going to have the greatest time, and maybe it will feel like that to you. It is hot. Let's just be honest.
It's funny you say that, because as I was going through the attractions and shows and kind of trying to figure out the average wait time to play this here game, I was realizing that there wasn't a ton of attractions at Animal Kingdom. So some people, and I think this is much before Pandora opened, that people thought it was a half a day park. Like you'd go there. And I know it closed at 6, but people would go there for a few hours and then leave. Whereas now you want to stay there all day long.
I feel like it's attractions in a different form, though. So maybe there wasn't a lot of riding attractions, but there's a lot to see there even before Pandora. I think it just depends on your expectation, maybe?
Yeah, and I think that since they let the park stay open later, that definitely changes things, because seeing it during the day and seeing it at night, two different experiences totally.
You know what? Now that I think of it, maybe even just the fact that they stay open later at night gives you a little more time now, looking back now, that you don't feel like you have to check things off your list and rush the park. Because, I mean, how much can you do between 9 and 6 p.m. where it was open before? You know, maybe so those people that had gone back then, maybe you guys need to revisit.
Here's one thing that's not better at night.
Okay.
The safari ride.
It's not?
It's not better. Like, you got to go during the day. We went at dusk, right?
I liked it.
And it was cool to see, but it was also very hard to see.
Yeah, good point.
Like, for the first few minutes, like, this is so cool. It's dusk. It's going to be cool. Then you're like, I can't see anything.
I don't know. Seeing the lion, which I call the Lion King, on the rock, and there was like a shadow cast behind him and the sun was going down, was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But you're right. I mean, I guess that's true. I don't know.
That's the only thing. Everything else is an awesome experience either during the day or at night. That's the only one.
You agree with me about the fact that maybe it was like...
I usually try to agree with you.
I know, just say yes.
Just because it's easier in life.
Yes. Yes, dear? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. But I'm really thinking about it now, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe that is. Maybe that was us even, like, going to Animal Kingdom. And I remember years ago we would go and we'd kind of go half day. We would be miserable. It was hot. For whatever reason, you know, you walk through in there and you're in the jungle and it feels 1,000 times hotter than it actually is at any other park in Walt Disney World. I think Mark Daniel actually explained to us that's part of the theme.
Yeah, I mean, we did it totally wrong too. We would go at noon and it would be already hot, and you know, we just did it all wrong.
But so what I'm saying now, I think it gives you a little more time. Just forget the fact that Pandora is there. Forget the fact that the seeing things at night. I think just being open later gives you more opportunity, and maybe you can take some of our advice and kind of slow down and just really appreciate the moment at Animal Kingdom. I think you might be surprised of how beautiful it actually is. Okay, so here I am rambling, but we haven't even gone to our first attraction.
All right, I'll start it off. So I'm going to name the attraction.
Okay.
And I'll name the time, like the average wait time for this attraction.
Okay.
Or, you know, I'm just going to actually make up a number, to be honest with you.
No, I really, because yes. I feel like you did such a good job with your homework last few episodes that... What you just say, basically saying you didn't do that this time?
Let's do it. Let me give my wait times and then you tell me after.
Okay.
Let's start with Flight of Passage. We're starting with the big boy.
Avatar Flight of Passage.
This now, wait this, time.
Yes.
160 minutes.
Oh boy.
Now we've seen this really long. And I don't think I've ever seen this wait time short, like wow, that's so short. I don't think anybody's ever said that for Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
And after riding Flight of Passage, you know why the wait time is so long.
It's quite a long attraction from start to finish. Yeah.
But it is an amazing one.
So, it really is.
160 minutes. Is Flight of Passage worth the wait at 160 minutes? Now, if I do my math correctly, 160 minutes
that's
is...
That's an hour. Is that 2 hours?
That's like 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. Would you wait 4 days to go on Flight of Passage? No, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay. Whoa. So it's almost 3 hours in line.
I'm out. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Flight of Passage. It's an amazing attraction.
That's a long time to wait, you guys.
But there is no way I would wait 160 minutes for Flight of Passage. I wouldn't wait 160 minutes for anything.
End of show.
I'm out.
You're out.
Show's over. That was a good one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. As we talk Disney, I hope you liked it.
That's a long time. I mean, that's a long time to preoccupy anybody. Like, forget kids. Just me in general. Like, I don't know what I could possibly do and talk about for close to 3 hours with my family.
My phone battery would die.
You know how I hate that. I hate really sitting on your phone while you're in line for attractions because, I don't know, I feel like I'm always on the darn thing anyway. But so I feel like I would have to be on my phone, and you're right. It would.
So, Connie, time. Is yes. it worth the wait?
No.
Okay. So what is the longest you would wait for Flight of Passage?
I think an hour and a half.
So that's 90 minutes.
90 minutes, I think, hands down. I think that 90 minutes, maybe a little, maybe 95.
See, I think I'm going to go against my whole philosophy of not waiting more than 60 minutes for anything for this one.
But see, here's the thing with my philosophy about that. It has to be so amazing that once you go through it, it's like having kids. Once you go through it, you forget how hard it was.
You never forget about that with kids. Do they ever go away?
No.
Like you go to the dentist, right? And eventually the pain is over.
I love the dentist.
But the kids' pain is never over. They're always around.
60 minutes, I feel like, is kind of too short for something so spectacular.
That's why I said I think I would bump mine up to 90 minutes. I think I'd be with you for that.
Okay.
That extra 30 minutes for this attraction, I think I could do.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement on that one.
I think so.
So 90 minutes is the longest we would wait. 160, we're both out.
We're both out. There's no way. We're both
looking at each other and I'm out.
Yeah. No, right. I can't wait in line with you for that long.
Let's move on to the next one. I feel like all of these are big attractions, like really big popular attractions.
But that's a good thing, right? Because I think that it makes you think about how, again, back to like, if you're waiting 100 minutes in line for an attraction and you walk in and you're not really immersed or entertained or thrilled, you kind of leave, you're deflated going in and you're deflated going out. So like that time seems like 1,000 minutes.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't really listening to what you just said. I was doing something else, but I agree. Like back to that point earlier.
Perfect.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Dinosaur. Now, ooh. I know you love this attraction.
Love is an understatement.
Now, I feel I was having a hard time of coming up with the average wait for this because I feel like I've never seen the wait super long.
This one can vary for sure. This is a weird attraction where I actually enjoy a little bit of a wait because I love the queue.
Depending on where the queue is.
What's that mean?
Now, because we've gone on it and the queue has been outside around the corner, and that's not the most enjoyable experience when the queue is outside around weaving inside. But once you get into the building, it
I
is.
I don't mind it.
I didn't. Sorry. So the average time I put for this attraction was 45 minutes, which I felt was kind of easy. I felt like it was a no-brainer for you.
I mean, you're going in a Time Rover vehicle through a primeval forest filled with dinosaurs. I'm in.
All right. So let's say I knew you were going to be in at 45, but that was the average time.
Okay.
What about 50?
I'm in.
55.
I'm in.
60.
Keep going.
65.
Okay, here's where it gets, 65, I think I'm still in. I mean, because you're thinking about, like, okay, it's hot, it's Animal Kingdom, I love the queue, I'm waiting in line most of the time in that amazing queue, learning about dinosaurs.
Not most of the time if it's 65.
Why, you think you're going to be outside?
Most of that time you are.
Even outside, it's pretty cool outside.
I know that I can go get a snack because you're going to be in line still, which I've done before.
You have. It's so embarrassing where you leave in line and then you try to find me coming back and I'm thinking, oh, God, he's not. I mean, technically, are you skipping the line?
No.
You technically are. And I'm just looking down and this big, massive dude coming in with all these snacks. It's so embarrassing.
I give the people behind me a snack.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I hand him a popcorn and be like, listen, I'm sorry I had to leave and you had to wait. But here you go. It's worth it, isn't it? That was worth the wait of me leaving, wasn't it?
A popcorn kernel?
No.
Or a box of popcorn?
I'll get him a whole box.
I don't think I've ever witnessed that, but...
You weren't paying attention enough.
Okay.
So 60, I'm out. I'm not going to... This is one of the attractions I'm going to put my foot down, and I'm not waiting more than 60. 45, I would definitely wait. But 60, I'm not.
What? I don't know if we can be friends. This is the best attraction. It's thrilling. It's the epitome, I think, of... a great Disney attraction. You're in line, you're learning, it's fun, it's immersive in line. There's things to talk about. You don't have to be on your phone or play any phone games. You can literally just have a good time while in the queue. And then once you get inside, it's a super thrilling kind of, I feel like almost like at first I underrated this attraction, maybe because I didn't really pay attention of how thrilling they were trying to describe it. So I still have that, like, I still remember the first time I went on this attraction. I had so much fun. So I think it's, again, one of those things where as long as you're immersed inside, then it's thrilling. Like, you forget how long the wait is. So I think even, like, for me, an hour and 15, I'm good. An hour and a half might be pushing it.
I don't ever forget how long a wait is, by the way.
We know.
You know, if I gotta wait more than 10 minutes, I'm remembering that for the rest of my life.
I just think this whole series with you is a little kind of funny. Just because, like, you don't really wait, like, waiting for anything.
It's like asking the most impatient person in the world how long they want to wait for something.
Exactly.
That's why you shouldn't listen to me when you go on your Disney trips. You should listen to Connie.
Really? All right.
Unless you have people, like, a lot of people say, oh, you remind me of my husband. We're all impatient. Nobody likes to wait. None of us husbands like to wait anywhere.
Girls, let's rejoice. So, let's go together.
45, I'm in. 60, I'm out.
Okay.
Next one, Everest.
Everest.
Now, here's another one.
See, another thrilling attraction. These are easy to me.
65 minutes, Everest.
Done. Well, wait. Outside in this queue, I know they have the fans going when it's hot, but it's really hot.
Depending on what time you ride the attraction. Like, if you ride at night, it's not going to be that hot.
Okay, good point.
Depending, like, once the sun goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is hot during the day. They do have those fans there, which you can stop in front of it and just let the line go in front of you.
I think Everest is Expedition Everest. Let's say the full attraction name. Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain. I've never said that. I've never said that before. I always call it Everest.
I don't think anybody else has either.
I didn't even realize. Okay. These attractions, I think they've just done, again, an incredible job with the whole experience from start to finish, again, with the queue, and then it's this high-speed roller coaster that really is super immersive. This one, I think I would wait a pretty long time for.
This one is probably one of my top five queues for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to wait 65 minutes.
You're going to wait 65 minutes.
I think I'm going to try.
That says a lot.
I think I'm definitely going to try to wait 65 minutes.
Is it because the overall attraction is so good, or is it because your kids love it so much? Like, what makes you want to wait so long for this one versus Dinosaur?
Well, Connie, that's a great question.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
All of those. I think it's the attraction is exciting, which makes it easy to wait. You know what's going on. It's not like a short, exciting attraction. It's a pretty long ride.
Yeah.
The queue is pretty intense. Like, once you get into the building, there's a lot to look at.
Yes.
And there's so much to look at, you can't possibly look at it all in one walkthrough.
True.
You know, sometimes you get in there and you're studying one of those cases, and all of a sudden the person behind you is like, hey, go, buddy.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, my God, I didn't know how the line was moving a lot. So then you miss some of the stuff.
Right.
So for me, it's all of those things. I love the attraction. I have good memories of that attraction from when our youngest was little. And the attraction itself is pretty exciting and awesome. Well, so 65 minutes, I'm in. I'm out anything over that. Like, as much as I love it and all of those things I just said, 70 minutes, I'm out.
That's it.
I'm out.
An extra 5 minutes kills it for you.
I mean, I'm barely waiting that 65. Like, I'm still going to sit there and dwell on it for a few minutes before I actually get in line.
You're going to be annoying.
Someone's going to have to be like, Dad, let's go a couple times.
Yes.
Because I'm going to first say, nah.
Right.
And then they're going to be like, come on. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then you're going to be like, come on, please. I'm like, fine.
Everything else is 60 minutes.
That's exactly how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But if it's like 45, you don't even have to ask me. I'm just going to go right in.
All right, let's do a harder one. Because I feel like the first three that we just named were pretty easy. Like, easy in the sense of, like, they're pretty amazing attractions. And if you go to Walt Disney World and you go to Disney's Animal Kingdom, if you're not willing to wait an hour or longer, a little bit longer for any of those, like, what are we doing?
All right, I'm going to give you a hard one.
Okay.
Triceratops Spin.
Whoa.
20 minutes. Are you going to wait 20 minutes to go on Triceratops Spin?
Okay, so Triceratops Spin is a really fun attraction. No one ever wants to go on with me. Why? Why am I the only one in the family that is willing to wait 20 minutes to go on this thing?
I think that it's because you're a little weird.
It's a good attraction.
No offense. Like, it's good to be weird.
Right.
You like being a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I think that our kids are at a point where that's too much of a little kid ride.
I think what happens is they judge a book by its cover, because technically it's a little kid's ride. There's any height it says on the attraction. It's listed as a slow spinning ride if you visit the Disney World website. But I think it's one of those attractions where, like, you actually do have fun. It's kind of like the magic carpets of Aladdin.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Like, you go on and you're like, I don't want to go that. I'm too old for this.
Well, you know what this is like? This is like the Astro Orbiter, except the Astro Orbiter's location makes that more appealing.
Yeah, Astro Orbiter's intense. Let's be real. That's not an easygoing, like floating in the sky kind of attraction.
The Astro Orbiter's intense just to squeeze in.
I feel like I'm ready to be lifted off for real.
I think that's what it's supposed to be like.
It's crazy fun. But the Triceratops.
So 20 minutes. You're waiting 20 minutes?
Yes.
I'm not.
I know.
I'll wait like 10. 10 or 15. I mean, 10 or 15 minutes is, that's a really, goes by pretty quick. That's
I like it.
10 or 15 minutes is like four rotations before you. Like, four times that attraction is going to go before you get on. I can wait that long.
What were you just trying to say?
Like, it's going to be four. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I have a good memory of taking the kids on this, and I want to recreate it. I just can't seem to get them on it.
All right, let's stay in that same area.
By the way, I love this area. I know that it's kind of like a weird location because a lot of people, again, the when I eavesdrop and I hear other people, think of it kind of like an amusement area. It's kind of weird because they do have games that you can play kind of like an amusement.
But it's specifically supposed to look like that.
No, I know. I think,
like, you're supposed to look like you're in a parking lot.
So we're talking about Dinoland USA, just so that we're clear with everybody that's listening. I didn't get it at first. Like, maybe it took me like three times to really understand. And again, that mentality of like, all right, let me just slow down and like look around here. And really, it's probably one of my favorite areas of Animal Kingdom, as maybe weird as that might sound to people. But I like it.
I mean, if you think of areas in Animal Kingdom like lands, it's kind of like the one that's the most open.
It's the most open. I feel like the vibe is kind of retro cool. Like, I don't know. It's just fun.
So, okay. Let's go to the next one since we're in that land.
Yes.
We just did the Triceratops spin. We did okay. Dinosaur. Let's go to Primeval World. 40 minutes.
Okay, so this one here is... Okay, yes.
Read the attraction. What is it? For anybody who doesn't know or isn't quite sure they remember this one.
Well, it's kind of like a roller coaster in a sense, right? Because it has ups and down zips.
It's literally one of those roller coasters that you... When you think of a carnival roller coaster, you think of this kind.
Yeah, it's but it's a little classier.
Definitely. Definitely and safer.
It's zhuzhed up.
It's very much safer than the parking lot roller coaster that you see.
They describe it as zip through a zany time machine and embark on a spinning dinosaur themed coaster ride. So it does spin at times, which I think makes it super fun. I'm not a huge fan of anything spinny, but this one I can do and I have so much fun.
I have fun just watching you guys go on it. Like, I would wait 45 minutes just to watch you guys go on it because as soon as it spins, you guys start all freaking out.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem that thrilling from the ground. When you're looking up, you don't think of it as intense at all. But the fact that it, like, dips suddenly and then it spins when you're not expecting it really makes it a super cool attraction. I like it. It goes through, a time machine. It's a time machine, basically. And you go through, like, the spinny... I don't know how to describe
this one. Kind of, it has that feeling. Like the attractions that scare me the most are the ones that are up high, and then when you're sitting in the attraction itself, and it kind of like goes around a corner, you can see the ground. That's when it frightens me. Like this one, and then Goofy's Sky School in California Adventure kind of does the same thing, where you're up pretty high, but you can see over. Like you can see outside. It's open. You can kind of, as it goes around that corner, you can kind of see.
You're like, whoa, that
there's
baby.
No track there. That's when I get a little scared.
Big guys up high.
Like the other ones are like enclosed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting inside. Like it's kind of like there's stuff around it. Like it doesn't frighten me that much. That scares me.
There's actually a 48 inch or taller for height requirement on this, which I didn't realize before. I guess the kids were older when we finally went on this.
So is it worth the wait? Would you wait 40? What did I say? 40 minutes. Would you wait 40 minutes for this one?
See, whenever.
Not an amazing queue, by the way.
No, not a queue really. That's. Stands out, right?
Very much carnival queue.
I think 40 is probably the maximum that I would wait. Because I'm thinking 30, I would definitely do. It's not even a question. And then you get into 35. Well, if you're going to do 35, then why not 40? And then I'm out.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I would wait 40. 45, I wouldn't. I'm barely holding on at 40.
You're barely holding on right now. How many minutes are we in?
30.
You're getting antsy already.
That is true. 30 minutes and we're recording this live, so we've been on a few minutes before the podcast actually started.
It's the whole point of you not being able to stand right now.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I'm sitting down. I generally record this podcast standing up. Because we're recording it live, the camera's in front of us inside of our Patreon group, so I'm getting a little antsy here.
All right, sorry. Sorry 40, to get a track.
40 minutes. I think I'll begrudgingly wait.
Okay. I think that's false, by the way.
I think you're right.
I think you're full of it.
I think sitting home right now, not being in Disney World, I say I'll wait. I get there and I'm like, I'm not waiting.
I'm out.
So I guess you're right. 35. I'm going to say 35 minutes, actually. 35 minutes is my, I'm going to be honest. 35 minutes is my max.
You would think the opposite would happen. Like you would think you're sitting at home and you're like, yeah, I'd wait that long. And then you get there. Wait, what did I just say?
40 minutes for me feels like 4 hours.
What I'm trying to say is like you would be willing to wait longer
while
there.
I'm home?
No, while you're there because you're there versus here.
Yeah, but there's so much other things I can do.
Huh.
See, I'm a little kid.
You are.
So 40 minutes you're in, 45 you're out.
Yep.
Anything under 40 you're definitely in.
Fun attraction though.
That is a fun attraction.
Okay.
Let's go on to Kilimanjaro Safari.
Ooh.
80 minutes.
Whoa. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
I'm just thinking about standing in line.
This is another attraction that the queue is not amazing. They do have a show kind of going on a TV that you can watch and talk about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the most amazing queue in the world.
I'm trying to remember stroller parking because I'm trying to remember where they have you. I'm trying to think of those of you with young kids, like how
you bring your stroller through the line kind of until you get almost 3/4 of the way in and then they take them.
Are you sure?
Yes, because they have a little side area because our daughter lost her magic band right around the stroller central place.
I think because why I'm saying that is because I think it would matter to me if my kids were little and they were sleeping and I was like, all right, I can take them this far in the line and it's any height. So that's cool. You can take them on. But then, like, if they're sleeping most of the time in line, then that made me think of, like, if that's, like, a break for me. I don't know.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
You can bring your strollers in the beginning of the line.
Okay.
but
I don't remember for whatever reason. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
I don't think we ever did. I don't think we've ever brought strollers on this attraction.
I think everyone was pretty much ready to go on this. So, and we've probably only waited, I would say, maximum 30 minutes on this, mainly because we've always had a fast pass for this.
I think we've waited 45. I want to say we've waited 45 before.
No, no, I'm right.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Never mind. I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Sorry. I was just teasing you.
I mean, never mind. I mean, I think 30 minutes is the max ever that I can remember. 85, I'm definitely out.
That's a long
time. As much
time.
As I love this attraction.
Yeah.
85, well, I am completely 100% out.
I mean, it's beautiful. You go on a safari. It's one of the most beautiful attractions, settings that I've ever seen. I mean, you literally feel like you're on an African savannah. Like, there's literally no words to express how beautiful and magical it really is just being out there in nature. I mean, it's just incredible. But literally, there's nothing as you're in the queue waiting and it's hot and I can't imagine waiting that long.
I'm not waiting.
Okay.
I'd wait. I would wait a good. I like this attraction. I think this is one of my. This is definitely in my top five attractions. I love this one.
I feel like it's hard for us to talk about this one because we always have a fast pass.
It's true. I don't think you. Maybe once or twice we've ridden this attraction without one. But I'm going to say 45 minutes is my max wait.
Okay.
Without a fast pass. 45 minutes, I'd wait. 50, I'd be like, I don't know. That'd be like,
let's just get some food.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. But then definitely anything over 50. I know I said 60 was my max, but this, I just wouldn't wait for the distraction at 60 minutes. So 45 is it for me.
Well, it depends too. Like,
so I'm a hard out at 85.
Yeah, they bring the vehicles out into the savannah and they do, they are very mindful and they, of the animals. So like if there's a giraffe in the way, they're not moving.
Which happened to us one time.
Yeah, we got chased by an ostrich once. Was it an ostrich?
And on the safari ride that happened.
Yeah. Sure. But for real, that was probably one of that was such a memorable experience that every time we go on the attraction now, I always like hope and pray for a moment like that, but it hasn't happened again.
Right, yeah, so the last time was dust. How about Navi River?
Yes, we know.
Navi River, like 90 minutes. Okay.
Navi River Journey.
Navi River Journey, 90 minutes. It's so long a wait, I'm not even going to say the whole name.
Should we be real on the show and say that we really don't know because we haven't visited this one?
Correct. We should. Let's just be honest. In all honesty, we haven't gone on this attraction yet. We've been at Pandora once or twice, and the line was too long.
So
it was long. We didn't go on because, there you go. There's your answer.
It was not worth the wait.
It was not worth the wait for us. There you go. I'm going to be honest with you. That's
it. We will get to it. We will get to it. We got to do it next
time. I'm not waiting for anything 90 minutes. I'm sorry. Flight of Passage, I will, because I know. Even if the thing is, if I didn't know Flight of Passage before,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't wait 90 minutes for that either. But now that I know what it is, because I've been on it, I may wait.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I have heard others say that it's a little underwhelming in the sense of like waiting in line for a long time for this particular one is just, I don't know. I don't think it's not worth it to them, but they have just been a little deflated. I goes back to my theory of like, if you're going to wait in line for something long, it better be thrilling because you get out and you're like, your heart's pumping.
That's Flight of Passage.
Yeah. So you forget how painful it was to wait in line.
Right.
All right.
So 90 minutes, I'm out. Connie's out. 60 minutes, I'd probably wait.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's go on to the next one.
Yes.
Kali River Rapids. Now, this is the one where the kids get soaked.
Nah.
45 minutes.
I don't love this one.
I wouldn't wait 4 minutes.
Why don't I love this one? Is it? I think it's because I just have bad memories of this. Like, the kids are always complaining.
You know what's funny? I think it's the way that you get wet on this ride.
Yeah.
Like, on, because you can go on Splash Mountain and get wet, but the way that you get wet on that one is just different than this one.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Like, on Splash Mountain, there is a chance that you don't get very wet.
Yeah, I've been on many times and I haven't gotten wet. And I've also been on many times and been really soaked.
Yeah. They have a video going on? Wait, what is happening here? So if you go on, this has got to be new. So if you go on, sorry to ramble here, but if you go on the Disney site and you click on the Kali River Rapids, they actually have a video next to the attraction of the rapids moving.
Hi, like, Connie.
Of the attraction.
No, welcome to 2019. They have videos of attractions now.
No, what I'm saying is maybe it's been that long since I've actually clicked on this particular one, but usually it was just a photo next to the description. Now you can see like an actual video, which I'm looking at the video and the rapids look intense, but the actual people in the ride look like they're having a jolly good time. Most of them look dry. It doesn't.
Of course, they want you to go on.
Yeah, it doesn't give a true, I feel like.
They just got on.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I've seen people get off and they're soaked. And I just don't like to be soaked as I'm walking through the park the rest of the day. So 45 minutes, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm, this isn't one of those attractions that if I don't go on, I'm totally okay with.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's like, again, with the kids, they go on, they get soaked, and you're like, you know you're going on. You know you're going on this. You know you've been on it. It's not like it's a surprise.
It's like a person who's allergic to a specific food who eats that food and then complains about something after. Connie?
We're going there?
Anybody know who I'm talking about here on the podcast?
Okay. Let's move on.
Exactly what the kids do.
It has nothing to do with this.
The kids, you're going to get soaked in the ride. Oh, I know. They go on the ride. They come off. They get soaked.
Yeah. Your shoes are going to get soaked. Your socks.
Oh, yeah. I'm soaked. I can't do anything now. What? We just told you you're going to get wet on that attraction. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
So you're a hard no on that one as well. Let's just say you're a hard no.
It's not that I don't know. I feel like I've gone on a few times. It's always fun, but you're right. I'm always with people that complain after.
About getting wet.
Even they bring flip-flops. I don't know.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time here.
Oh, geez.
It's tough to be a bug. 20 minutes.
Yes. So
I'm waiting for that, too.
Great show. Any age. So this is any height. Any age, but it's listed as loud and scary. And I do think that if you have small kids that are scared of dark areas or just
bugs
in general, like even though it's like meant to be a lighthearted show about bugs, it feels very real. So it's very 4D. It's not even 3D. They call it 3D, but it's 4D at some moments of the show. And that can be very real to young kids. So
it can be very real to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget young kids.
Exactly. So even though it says all ages, any height, it does say dark, scary, loud. Also, I just think know your kids. Like if they're scared of ants or whatever and at home, they're probably not going to love this. Maybe wait until they're a little older so they understand.
Like 7-8-year-olds will be fine. The 4 or 5-year-olds may be on that verge of getting frightened.
I don't know. It just depends. Like Bruce said, depends. You might have somebody that's 40 that's afraid.
Although our daughter is not the most courageous person around bugs, but she likes this attraction.
That's true. So 20 minutes, I think, for sure.
And by courageous around bugs, I mean if there's a fly in the car, she literally like will take her seatbelt off and climb around the car.
Oh, my gosh. It's so stressful.
But she likes this one, so who knows?
Yeah.
So 20 minutes, I'm in.
30, I'm in. Longer than 30. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'd wait 35 for this. I think my limit would be 40 minutes. 40 minutes or longer.
This is one of the most fun attractions to me because I think at first you just don't even realize there's something to see. And then you realize that this whole area is an attraction. It's pretty, I think, amazing. It's almost like a hidden kind of jewel.
Plus, you get to go inside the Tree of Life.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like a hidden, like, I felt like, do people know about this? Like, is it just us we get to find this
secret passageway?
Yeah, that definitely makes you feel like you found, like, the secret passage to this wonderful attraction.
So what is your limit?
I think I really like this attraction a lot. And when I'm at Animal Kingdom, I don't feel like I have seen and done everything unless I've done this one, or like at least I'm disappointed if we don't go. So I think my max is like 40, 45 even.
I don't know about that.
Again, it depends on who I'm with. But I mean, 20 is a no-brainer.
20, definitely. 25, yeah. 35, maybe. Anything with a 4 or more, I'm out.
Oh my gosh, I just realized they says watch an off-Broadway show. Get it? Like Broadway?
Okay, so that's it for attractions.
You didn't think that was funny?
I don't know.
Off Bugway. I love these descriptions. So this one doesn't have a video. Why was that? Wait, okay, hold on. I'm just curious. This is something new. Okay.
Let's go on to shows.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go over all the shows here, but like, let's go over your favorite that you would wait the longest for.
Okay.
Which show would that be for you?
Oh, that's a good question. I think The Lion King is sort of one of those things that it's very near and dear to me because my dad loved it so much that I think that I would wait the longest to see.
So the Festival of the Lion King.
Yeah. I know that there's other things to see, obviously, maybe even better things. I mean, I don't know who's to say it's better or not.
What about, like, the Tree of Life Awakenings?
I mean, again, that's a beautiful show. But I think when I go to Walt Disney World and when I'm there, I want to have the experiences that are meaningful to me. And even though some of these things are so magical and pretty, like, I still try to reconnect.
I think I'm with you, because the Finding Nemo is a great show as well, the musical. Mm-hmm. It was a little too long for me.
It's like 10 minutes too long.
It was. It was like a little bit too... They should have taken a few parts out of that. And if they made that 10 or 15 minutes shorter, I think that would compete for me with Festival of the Lion King for a show I'd want to wait for.
Yeah.
But it's just too long.
I agree.
So I'm with you. Festival of the Lion King, my favorite show by far. And that's the one... That's kind of like the only one I would wait for, I think.
I mean, I think they have... Yeah. Like you said, Tree of Life is pretty amazing. I think it just depends on what you're there for, right? You know, like, I think if you've never seen the Tree of Life, like, I think that's cool to see.
By the way, the closer you get to the Tree of Life is not necessarily the best place to watch the show.
A good point.
You got to back up a little bit. You get to see it all. I made that mistake.
I don't remember that, but okay.
I think you were doing something else.
All right.
But anyway, okay, that's it. That's all the attractions I got.
All right, but just maybe suggest like one dining place since I mentioned it earlier.
Oh, we're doing that?
Just real quick because like, you know, there's so many things to eat. So Animal Kingdom is one of those places to me. It reminds me of Epcot. I love tasting the flavors all around like different areas.
They do have a lot of little places where you can get these smaller size kind of snack portions.
Yeah.
And try different things out, which is kind of cool.
I like that. And I like just even sharing. So for me, like, waiting for something at Haram Bay Market. I know they have mobile ordering, but guys, we always forget.
That is true.
We always forget about the mobile ordering. I like sharing the drinks that they have here too. It's like different types of drinks where the kids get to try, and desserts that are just different than what I guess we are used to at home. What's it called? Bebo? How do you say it? Kiwi mango drink that we've had.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know how to say it either.
I like sharing those. So
the only thing about that is it's almost like when you eat at the Harambe Market, if it's a busy time, right? Getting a table is almost like they let too many people in to get the teacups.
It's almost like they really want to bring that authentic feel of like you really are in one of these locations.
Do you know what I mean by that? It's like they let too many people in, and all of a sudden you just see two people kind of running around like there's no teacups left. And they're like, they let me in. There's got to be a teacup left.
Yeah.
That's what the Harambe Market dining seating is like.
Good point.
As soon as somebody get like, you could even like stand up to go to the bathroom and like four people come over to you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm coming back. Hold on a second. So that's a little stressful and a little not fun sometimes, but I agree with you. The food is definitely different. It's something you want to check out.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. Okay. I mean, I know there's more. There's, you know, things in Dinoland.
I was just going to say, restaurant Tesaurus.
It's so fun.
I like that place. I mean, like, the menu is kind of average, right? Like, there's nothing spectacular about it, but where it's located and then inside seating there is kind of cool.
It can't be beat. It's just a fun, cool, retro place.
You're not going to get blown away with the menu, though.
No. Let's be honest on that.
It's basic.
Yeah, fine.
But it's like where you're eating and like that you can sit inside. It's air conditioning in there.
Sometimes you just need basic though, you know?
Like this podcast.
That's right. All right, let's wrap it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors for this episode, Kingdom Strollers. If you need a stroller rental for your little one while you're in the parks and while you're on your vacation as a whole, head over to kingdomstrollers.com. Thank you so much for tuning in for that. And also, Joffrey's Coffee. We are going to be giving away some more Joffrey's Coffee. I know we've been saying this the last couple weeks. The contest is coming this weekend. So stay tuned on Instagram at Unlocking the Magic Podcast and on Facebook, Unlocking the Magic. We'll give you the instructions on how you can win some giveaways. We're going to give away some coffee from Joffrey's and some Joffrey's travel mugs.
Those are amazing.
Coffee that you get at home from Joffrey's. It's just as good as it is in the park. Well, it's not as good, because let me see.
All right, you're in the home. Park. Yeah,
you know, you're still a little depressed because you're eating it at home.
Yeah, there's no Space Mountain in the background.
Right, but it's still pretty good coffee for make-at-home coffee.
I would say.
So stay tuned for those two platforms. We're going to give you instructions on how you can win.
Okay.
And thank you so much. If you have a question, you can email us info@unlockingthemagic.com. We'll probably be doing another email listener email show soon, because we do have a lot of other emails we have to get to, which we haven't got to yet, even though we just did an email show. And then, yeah, say hello to us on social.
Yeah.
All right?
That's it.
All right, guys. We'll have a good one. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.